miles from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we do that thing what you do so well. I am here, I'm Owen Piper, and joining me, trying not to laugh, is my co-host, returned from his voyage. Yes, that's what I put in the Facebook post. That is a strange turn of events.
Yeah, it is, actually, because it turns out...
Please don't need a mic arm, thank you.
I'm very excited.
Why?
Because...
Okay.
I killed a lot of people.
Okay, this is weird now.
It's weird to look into your eyes and say...
Yeah, it's weird to say. Yeah. I'm aroused now. So, just a little bit of background before we start. Due to a number of reasons, we are having to record in the same room.
Fuck Microsoft, that's why.
For the first time ever. This means the episode will either sound like complete shit and will be unlistenable garbage, like it usually is, or it will sound semi-decent because I haven't got Jake Doan. So this is a very kind of intimate... Let me just describe the setup we have here. So we're sat... My mic arm is clamped to my desk. We're sat about maybe sort of 6 inches away from each other, staring directly into one another's eyes.
But we also keep occasionally not looking at each other.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. So I'm just kind of like quickly looking over the Audacity window just to avoid looking at Jay's face for too long.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh,
hey,
I thought it would be louder, to be honest. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's up? What are you wearing?
How you doing? You know what I'm wearing. We're in the same room.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So, welcome back, friend. How were your travels?
It was pretty good. It was hot as shit, man.
Yeah, man.
And expensive as shit.
In hell, it is quite hot. Yeah, in the void down there.
Yeah, no, I was in the ether.
Oh, in the ether.
I travelled through the ether.
I do apologize.
Multiverses. They're not multi-universes, but we call them multiverses. Most people call it the multiverse, but that's not what we call it in the multiniverse.
In the multiniverse.
Yeah, I travelled... I collected the perverted blade of my ancestors, and I defeated, I defeated Matthias upon the graves of my forefathers with my ultimate move, cherry blossom diarrhea finish. I'm not gonna lie, it took me 20 minutes to come up with that.
That took you 20 minutes?
Yeah, the move, it's very complicated.
I'm sure.
You have to cut someone's organs specifically so that when
in
they
such
shit,
a way that...
So they shit themselves to death, but the way the light refracts off of the... That's a Bleach reference.
That sounds beautiful. So while you were gone, obviously we did a couple of episodes with a couple of very special guests. I'd just like to extend my thanks one more time to Ed from the Unaired podcast and Eamon from the But Yeah podcast, and now the One Letter Better podcast. All great shows, you should go check them out. They're real podcasters. We don't even have a website, let alone like t-shirts or... Are you okay there?
I am.
Okay, one more quick thing about this recording session. We are both currently ravaged by disease.
Well, I just have hay fever.
As do I, but it's just as bad. So my eyes are streaming near constantly. And your nose is...
Having a seizure.
Yeah, it's like...
Internally.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Did you listen to either of the other episodes?
I want to say I did, so I did.
Okay, what do you actually need to say?
I listened to the half of the one with Ed in it.
Okay.
I was amused.
Good, I'm glad.
And then I went to bed because I had to go to France.
Yeah. France is the ether.
Well, technically, I had to go to London to then get a plane to France, to then stay in France for 2 days, to then get a plane to Geneva, and then on the same day get a plane back to France from Geneva, to then travel home the next day, and then go to London for 3 days, and then come back to Shrewsbury.
Where's the ether in this scenario? Or is everywhere that isn't England? Or
well,
just...
that's outside of regular space-time.
Of course.
And I thank you not to insult my intelligence by asking questions like that!
I do apologize.
You should apologize!
So we're going to get cracking with the old podcast. Again, I do apologize if there are any weird audio issues. Again, we're trying to make it work. So, Jay.
Yeah?
Do you have anything?
No.
You've been away for 2 weeks, and in that time, you have not done anything.
Dude, the last 2 weeks, and like 2 to 3 weeks, have been so stressful. I had exams. I don't know if you've ever done a degree-level letter of magnetism.
No, I'm too thick to do
anything. It sucks.
Jay, I make a podcast for the internet. I don't have a degree. Fuck off.
Okay. Yeah, well, it sucks. And also, then I had to immediately... have my birthday, and then I had to immediately pack everything in my house up within 2 days.
Oh.
And then I had to go to France for 4 days.
You didn't have to go to France.
I did.
You wanted to go to France.
It was my destiny. Also, I think I would have been dumped if I didn't go to France.
Okay, that's probably not the best thing to do.
No.
But again, you don't need... I need to be really careful because I know your girlfriend listens to this podcast. You don't need a woman,
Jay. She actually hasn't.
Well, oh, for fuck's sake! Well, in that case, fuck you, Hannah. You don't...
Shout out to Hannah. Listen to the fucking podcast. I don't know why I'm shouting out the podcast she doesn't listen to.
Fuck you! You are our fans. Why have you done this?
Yeah.
Okay, no, we need to actually start doing the programme that people come to us for. So, I have some ideas. Again, I forgot to tweet out and ask for suggestions. Again, and
we
also...
We need an intern.
We need to hire someone.
What's your flatmate doing nowadays?
Like, web design. He's got an actual real job.
Well, that's... Well,
yeah.
He's got time.
Not really. He also has no desires other than, some bran flakes and Dota 2. Those are his only desires on this earth.
So he's the human equivalent of the colour beige.
Apparently. Like, we went shopping the other day. This isn't anything to do with the show. It's just a fun little aside. We went shopping the other day. And I was putting all this shit in the cart because I get snacky because I'm quite fat. So I get a little bit snacky. And he was like, I says to him, literally every 5 minutes, is there anything you want? Like, nah, not really. I'm like, just fucking pick up something because 90% of this cart is corn chips and Doritos, which are the same thing. I know. Don't insult me, Jay. I see you looking at me like that.
I was looking at your orange juice, I'll be honest.
It's very nice.
I like orange. Orange is my favourite colour.
It's a good colour.
Also dark red and black.
Can you tell we have no ideas for this show?
I mean, I'm looking at a list right now.
That's true, we have a list. Why don't you pick something off that list and we'll go for it.
See, I like Horrible Histories. I remember the Cramp Twins. I actually watched the fucking intro to the Cramp Twins a couple weeks ago.
Let's talk about the Cramp Twins then. Let's talk about the Cramp Twins. Does anyone remember... I don't know what I'm saying. Does anyone remember the Cramp...
Hello, welcome to Radio 1 on Breakfast. Does anybody know the Cramp Twins?
Please call in now.
Kill us.
Please end us. This podcast is torture. No, I should make this clear. This particular episode is torture because I don't have to look at Jay for an hour while trying to make jokes with him.
And also maintain no erection at the same time.
It's very hard. Yeah. Just looking at... No, it's funny because hard means penis and also difficult. I don't know why I just looked to camera. Fucking hell.
Yeah, man. It's just,
I just looked out my window like I was looking to camera.
It's grey being in the office. Looks at camera doesn't exist.
Looks to camera that we don't have. What? This is a purely...
One day we'll have a camera and it will be terrible and everyone will regret that we have a camera.
Yes, well, again, as soon as someone sees my face, this podcast is over. There's a reason I haven't shared a photo of myself on Twitter yet.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Jay, you're the face, I'm the other one. So, let's talk about the Cramp Twins. So, the Cramp Twins was an animated television... Don't put your fucking mug on my mouth, Matt. I don't give a fuck.
I thought you were going to say Cramp Twins is an anime.
The Cramp Twins is an anime that aired sort of in 2003 to 2006. It was by a Canadian Canadian manga ken named... I don't actually know anything about this show.
Kanataro Canada.
Named Naturo Canada.
Is that a porn image again?
It's not porn. But yeah, so a Canadian manga ken named Brian Wood, it's Canadian, and Richard Lieben-Smith. Okay, so it was developed in the small Japanese prefecture of London.
It's got fucking Tom Kenny in it!
Yeah, man, Well, you gotta remember, Tom Kenny's in everything.
That's true.
He was Wayne Crump, I think. So basically, there's these two twins.
Was Tom Kenny was Tom Kenny the normal one?
I don't know, was he the purple one? Let's find out. Wayne Crump, the purple boy.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so Wayne Crump... So the Crump twins feature two twins, Wayne and Lucien. Wayne is the younger, and Lucien is the elder. They're twins.
According to the intro, like 3 seconds.
Yeah, like 3 seconds apart, which is fucking phenomenal. Shout out to Mrs. Crump. gives a whole new meaning to the word Crump. Hey. The central thesis of the show is that Lucien is a normal child. He's a bit of a nerd. But other than that, he's normal. Wayne, for some reason, is a purple boy. But that's not too unusual because everyone's weird colours in the Cramp Twins universe, except Lucien. So yeah, that was the central conceit of the show. Basically, these twins did not get along. Wayne was obsessed with junk and, like, eating trash. And Lucien was obsessed with, I think, insects. He had a small dwarf friend. What? Yeah, like, Wayne had a friend, Tony. He was a small dwarf boy. He's a swamp child.
Oh, all right then.
Which is fantastic. And the central conceit of the show was just they, you know, Wayne and Lucien would have disagreements that would lead to wacky adventures.
I like that they have written "and a swamp child" here, as well, if swamp child is a regular thing that they have in Europe.
It is in Europe. In case anyone doesn't know, in Europe, in mainland Europe, anyway,
it's actually a really good place to get rid of a body. Swamp on the moors. And the problem is, it preserves the body really well.
That's disturbed that you know this.
Well, that's how they caught that serial killer ages ago.
Yeah,
because they found this kid.
They found his remains. Yeah. This is why if you're going to kill someone, just chop up their body and put it in a bath.
Throw him in a waste silo.
Yeah.
Like a farming one. Mm-hmm. But you have to break past the top layer because it crusts.
Yeah. Or do that thing that Dexter did and put them in a crevasse until they're eventually discovered.
He sounds like a smart man.
He was a smart boy. Except he wasn't. So, there was a swamp child. And that's about it, really. There wasn't really much else to the show. It was just multicoloured people.
This is described by Horace as having the cleanies.
The what?
Dorothy Cramp has the cleanies.
He described as Horace by having the cleanies, which I think is just a dig at people with OCD.
I think that's what that is.
That is literally all that is. So good job, Cramp Twins, you know. It really
good,
shows.
Good representation of people with horrible... Well, I don't know.
It's pretty fucking bad.
It's I actually looked it up.
Good job.
Sucks.
Good job, Prank Twins, for your really inclusive shit.
Yeah. Go. 2002.
Yeah. Way to be 2002.
Oh, CBBC. I remember when I used to watch CBBC.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, does anyone?
Well, those memories.
Cause... We're supposed to, man. This whole podcast is about remembering that shit.
Yeah, for you. For me, it's about getting that sweet coke.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
That's how I made it through the ether.
That's how you got it through the ether. That good cocaine.
Yeah. I managed to get back my original form of, pure crystallized Red Bull infused with cocaine and dusted lightly with PCP.
I thought you were a ghost skeleton
with bare arms.
My
original form is this, as you can see. The crystallized Red Bull.
A crystal Red Bull, man.
Yeah, yeah. But soon I will return to my skeleton ghost hybrid form.
Okay.
Because I actually aesthetically prefer skeletons. That's a thing.
How can we ruin the Cramp Twins? Because we're getting off track.
Make it so that they always have cramps and they're just kind of upset all the time.
So, yeah, no, I think the, that's a way of doing it. Just, like, make sure they're in terrible pain all the time, which is fun. Just constant pain. The mother is, like, ravaged by her mental illness.
Okay.
You're looking at me like we can't do this.
No, you know what, we can.
This podcast is, we do not give a fuck on this podcast.
I mean, sure. But yeah, no, I think that would be just a sad time.
It would be
the
dad's weird thing? I think the dad's weird thing is that he had like a weird sort of almost sexual fixation on cowboys.
Well, everyone's got a fetish.
So I think we can play into that. So maybe like, you know, there's an episode that focuses on the boys' past where the dad made them dress up like cowboys for his sick sexual amusement.
No! No! I don't want to know. I don't want a part of that. No. Cut that. No.
I'm not cutting that.
God damn it.
We don't have any jokes this episode so far. What are you talking
about? Our podcast is the joke.
Ah, it's funny because we're not funny. That's very good. It's funny because this podcast is a fucking mess.
It's What? The catchphrase is toot soup sweet.
Nani?
Nandaskar! She was a karate.
She was a karate.
You don't know which character you're fucking talking
Hillary
about.
Hillary Hissey. Yeah, she's a teacher in the show. She hates children, but is a friend of Dirty Joe.
I bet she is.
I think we can lean
I think
into...
the entire show should just be about these recurring characters where it's just a weird sexual show. There's the Cramp Twins are actually gone. They died of cramps. It's the after.
Oh God, my leg! You know when in that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you get leg cramp really bad, and you think this is it. This is how I'm going out. That actually happened to the Cramp Twins.
Yeah, they cramped so hard that their leg like broke itself in half.
Yeah,
and then like they bled to death
from internal bleeding. Yeah,
and then.
And now we just focus on the lives of these townspeople and their weird psychosexual fixations.
But Hillary Hissey doesn't give a shit. She hates kids and just wants to fuck Dirty Joe. Dirty Joe Muldoon.
So another episode could focus on the mother and how she really likes things to be clean, and that's a weird kink.
Including Horace's penis.
Including Horace's dick, and Horace really likes cowboys, and so wants to dress up his wife and children in the small swamp child boy. In weird.
But obviously, he doesn't do that because they died.
Yeah, but the swamp kid is still alive. The swamp child.
But the swamp kid clearly got fucking hepatitis or something. Living in a fucking,
from the swamp.
From the swamp. He got
fucking in the swamp.
He got TB. He fucked a crocodile and died.
He fucked. Just, sorry, anyone who's not familiar with the show won't know what that kid looks like, but imagine a very small, about a foot tall, bald child with the voice of a 30-year-old man fucking
he's
a crocodile.
Actually, no, he actually is in this. He's revealed to be an actual 30-year-old man.
Oh, he just has dwarfism, okay.
Yeah, he's just like... He was mutated by the swamp.
Okay. Just imagine that, having, like, just really deep, rough sex with an alligator. Jay's face right now, you can't see it, but it tells all, and it's frightening. Is there anything else you want to talk about with the Cramp Twins, or should we move forward?
Agent X, what?
Agent X. You just keep getting really kind of fixated on random... I've just got the Wikipedia page open, and you're scanning it. Agent X, that sounds cool!
That's how I live my life, I just randomly sign
he's
on
an
to
FBI agent, for some reason.
Yeah, he's actually there to arrest everyone. And I have a very, like, Twin Peaks. I've never seen Twin Peaks, I don't know.
Oh, okay, this is different. Okay, so, Agent X is the new protagonist of the Cramp Twins. The Cramp Twins have gone missing, or killed, or one of them has. Maybe Lucien.
I think they're both dead, but they're trying to find out who killed them.
Okay.
But it's actually revealed at the end that it was just a cramp.
Yes.
And then the FBI agent was like, man, I went through all those weird psychosexual orgies to find out that they died of cramps.
Okay, so we see it through his eyes, and he enters this town that's kind of like Innsmouth meets kind of just, I don't know, Shropshire. are you okay, friend?
No.
And it's just a very odd experience for him, and he has to go through kind of like... every episode he meets a new townsperson and discovers their weird psychosexual kinks and what they're doing with their lives. Because it turns out that these twins... being alive was what was keeping this town together through weird cosmic bullshit.
Yeah, they're actually both Cthulhu.
What? Cthulhu 2, the sequel?
What?
It's a fun internet joke because it's fun to put 2 on the end of things. Like Despacito 2. And
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Sorry, Electric Boogaloo.
I don't understand the joke.
Because L as in like El Nino.
Who?
You know, L is like the in Spanish.
Si.
So, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh.
You know the second of something, they usually say Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, I get that. So I know that part.
So it's it's the Electric Boogaloo. So Electric Boogaloo.
Right. I'm going to let you take a second's pass at this joke, because that was fucking terrible.
I'm really sad all the time, guys.
Oh. Fucking mood.
I'm perpetually crying internally.
Oh, same. And externally, my eyes are fucking streaming still. We've briefly talked about this one before.
Oh, yeah, because I thought that was the 50p one.
But the Demon Headmaster is a program that aired in... We didn't get a new series, this was only reruns. But as I recall, I don't remember a lot about it, I just know that it existed. The idea was children hate school. I can imagine the boardroom meeting for this series... There's a, you know, what do kids hate? School. Who runs the school? The head man boy. Let's make him a demon. Oh yes, excellent plan. And then it was made into a series of successful books and TV shows.
My head teacher actually was a demon. Just a little side note. I exercised her with a lot of salt because I was angry. And I was just releasing salt. And then I shot her.
Okay.
That's the whole story. Back in 35. Yeah, 15:35.
Okay, I didn't realise you were an immortal.
I like how your problem with that is not the fact that I was immortal, it's just the fact that I had a gun in 15:35. I invented guns, guys.
Jay invented guns, yeah. You heard it here. There's a weird metafiction to this show.
Yeah.
That I didn't expect would help.
See, for you, this is a podcast and like a way to some comedy. This is just a one stop on my long cosmic adventure of just killing everyone.
This is how we do it. This
Man,
is what
the show...
Here.
Like, stretch from before I was born to a year after I was born, and it's probably why I've never seen it. Octopus Dare.
In England, television series.
That sounds like a hentai. Octopus Dare is a new computer game at school. Why are they fucking playing hentai games?
Octopus Dare.
Doki Doki Octopus Dare. The new existential horror game for the guy who made Doki Doki Literature Club. It's a fucking...
Doki Doki! Do-do-do-do!
Actually, you still have not finished that game. Doki Doki, Owen can't breathe.
Just octopus.
Yeah.
Just octopus. You don't understand that reference because you're a pleb. Well, I think we've got it. Doki Doki Octopus Club for Demon Headmaster. Yeah. So there's a video game called Octopus Dare, which I don't actually know what dare means in Japanese.
To the Google Translate. Yeah. Oh, it's up there.
I know how the alphabet works.
You just clicked off the menu.
Fuck you.
I'm very concerned that you're in charge of the sound.
Have you seen
it's right there.
Where?
Underneath Italian.
There's only two languages that start with J. Fuck off.
There's not.
Dare, did you mean this? Which is what it means. And it translates to...
Who?
Who? Octopus
just who?
Series 13 of Doctor Who. We can't be too loud. I have neighbours now. So after Jodie Whittaker, you heard it here first, folks. After Jodie Whittaker,
it's
the
a
doctor,
fucking octopus.
The doctor transforms into what into that psychic octopus that predicted World Cup.
And then changes its name to Monica.
Oh God. Okay then, let's. Should we just actually talk about the fucking Demon Headmaster? So basically, it was split into four seasons.
Yeah.
The first season had sort of two
it's
sort
a fucking
of parts.
Pantomime. What?
Yeah. So look, we'll get to that. Let's not go too fast now. So. Demon Headmaster was the headmaster is the devil, and the headmaster has mind control powers to stop the to make the children be slaves.
To stop the poor people getting good grades.
In episode 2, in the Prime Minister's brain, it's Octopus Dare, which is the hot new dating sim where you can fuck an octopus. Apparently, it's a skill based game. But I don't really know if there's any skill to fucking an octopus. Well, actually, no, to be fair.
Well, it depends if, like...
Quite a lot of skill is necessary to fuck an octopus.
Dating sims can be quite hard.
If you're a casual, yes.
Well, I'll have you... If you actually prefer to interact with real women, dating sim women are very different in the fact that they are not people, they are... strange.
Okay, no, okay, what the fuck are you trying to say about my 2D women, Jay?
A lot.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I hope you die. I'm dying alone.
Well, no, you won't. You'll die with your 2D women.
I've got my waifus. Fuck all of you.
I've seen your Rise.
I'm so lonely. Please help.
You've got Rise. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but, like, you know.
You can. Well, I thought that's what the Vormi father thing was about. That Rise had.
Right, I don't. Okay, shut up. I'm cutting that. I'm not into Vore. But, like, no, you can't say that. For some reason, all my friends think I'm into Vore. I don't know why. I've never even. I don't even. I talk about... You make one joke about the dragon eating the donkey from Shrek when they fuck. And then for some reason, all your friends can say is, oh, Owen, I like this. It's some hot new Vore content.
Just do what I do. Whenever you're watching like something really weird, just go, eh, I'd fuck it. You just gotta roll into it.
Then there's the one in which Diana's father is headhunted for a job.
Did you say Diana?
Shut up.
It's Dina.
Fuck off. This time his lust for power sees him meddling with... The Demon Headmaster can fuck with evolution itself. What?
Well, he's trying to fuck with God. God don't like that evolution, son!
And then after that, there was a pantomime called The Demon Headmaster Takes Over TV,
It's a very profitable market.
And I don't know what it's... Wikipedia has no information on what this series is about. So, like, what the fuck? It's very strange. And then in season three, the Demon Master takes over. He makes an army of genetic clones to destroy a university.
Oh, so it's the prequels.
Libraries start closing and their books are taken away. Telephones not working. There's no internet. People start talking like robots. And more of them appear to be wearing strange badges. But the Demon Headmaster's back and he's got genetic clone armies. And he's developing a hyper brain. This is so fucking weird.
I love it.
It's fantastic. So, again, I think we've already got it. We just remake it as a game called Octopus Dare.
I think we can make it worse. I think, what is the one thing in the anime community that everybody universally hates? Boku no Pico. But apart from that...
Opai?
What?
Opai?
What?
Tits.
Oh, everybody...
Opai means tits.
What?
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyway.
This week on the Gaijin Cast, it's a podcast within a podcast. I teach Jay a new Japanese word.
That means tits, and Jay's very
cool. Happy. Means tits.
Right. No, but like everybody hates Sword Art Online.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah. We take the pacing, the story structure, the characterization, and like the selection of characters, kind of replicate it in British culture, but then fucking sword art them into
Dare Octopus.
Into Yare Octopus Dare.
Octopus Dare, yeah. Yare Yare Octopus Dare is a much better
Doki,
name
Doki,
for it.
Doki Yare Yare Octopus Dare.
That's too long. Hang on. What does Yare mean?
I think it means... Yare Yare does it means like my mind, like, oh dear.
Yare means do it. Do it. Do it, do it. Octopus who?
Palpatine, what are we going to do with all this day-old meat? Yuri. What? What?
So, yeah, no. I think I like do it, octopus who a lot. So we sword art the characters from the Demon Headmaster.
No, it's heartbeat, do it, octopus who.
Heartbeat, do it, octopus who. That is the most profoundly Japanese shit I have ever heard in my goddamn life.
Yeah. I don't have a follow-up to that.
I don't either. There's no joke there. So we've done it. We've created Octopus Derry.
Just that we've done it in general. That's it.
What?
We've won. We've made the most of Japanese name in history, so we've won.
Doki Doki Yare Yare Octopus Derry.
We are now in charge of Japan.
Sorry, Shinzo. We are the Japanese Prime Ministers now.
Is that the...
Shinzo Abe? Or is that his name?
I think it's Shinzo Abe.
It's Abe something Abe. Is there anything on this list that jumps out at you?
I think I vaguely remember Cow and Chicken. We could talk about the Powerpuff Children, because I remember the Powerpuff Girls. They made.
It's all Powerpuff Girls. I just put it as a joke as Powerpuff Children.
I know, but it's like it's weird because there was that guy who kept inserting himself into it.
What?
Do you remember that? Yeah, one of the writers of the show, like, inserted himself into the show as the girlfriend of the pink one. I can't remember the name of
it. Is this the new Powerpuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Look at that. It's really weird. Yeah, he, like, it was all over Reddit for a while, and he was, like, just, like, everyone kind of realized, like, I think he did an interview, and everyone was like, hang on a minute. He fucking, like, this guy in the show looks exactly like the dude who fucking writes the show.
Jared Shapiro is his name.
Yes, that's it. That's him.
Does he have a character page?
Yeah. That's just straight up him, I think.
I'm Googling Jared Shapiro. Google is bringing me the results for Jared Shapiro. Powerpuff Girls Wiki, sort out your fucking links, because I should be able to, like, click on the fucking thing. Fuck.
Oh, okay. No,
okay,
worry.
No, it's not.
It's not true.
Sweet. But he is the writer-director for it, which is fucking weird.
Eh.
He is, in fact, the writer-director.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, 4chan.
Never
want
to trust anything on 4chan.
4chan made it up. But then again, 4chan also did. Speaking of dating sims, they also made the greatest dating sim of all time, so fuck you.
Did they?
4chan made Katawa Shoujo, yeah. Which is one of the best games in the dating sim genre.
Which one's that?
Right. For the uninitiated, what I'm about to say is going to sound like the fucking worst possible thing I can possibly.
No,
it's fine. Jay, honestly.
I've seen this.
It's a really good game. When I say. A dating sim made by 4chan where you can date disabled girls, it will sound terrible, and you have every right to think that. It is genuinely one of the most heartfelt experiences of my entire life playing video games.
I think I have seen, like, some bits of...
I have only cried at 3 video games. Katawa Shoujo is one of them.
Really?
For sure. It is that good. It is way better than it has any right to be.
Fair enough.
That was my endorsement of Katawa Shoujo. Please sponsor me. Thank you. I love you.
I want to say thank you. I love you. And then kiss Fortune.
I could just kiss the mic. Just give it a little...
Sorry, because I have to talk to that.
Give it a little kiss. Just...
No, I'm fucking chubbing. Stop it! No.
This is the ASMR portion of the podcast.
Hey.
Rub your beard against it. That was fucking awful. I know we said Powerpuff Girls, but I'm looking at the wiki page of Powerpuff Girls Z, and this is the cutest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's Powerpuff Girls. I watched an episode of it.
It's so cute!
But I was never that into Powerpuff Girls as a kid.
I loved it, and it's very cute.
I've heard it's supposed to be pretty good.
They're here. Powerpuff Girls Z.
That's a cool name.
Or PPGZ for short. It's magical. Okay, you know I love magical girl shit, right?
Do you?
I love magical girl shit.
I was never... Nah.
I absolutely adore magical
girl. I don't really
have,
like, a specific...
anime.
Genre of... like anime that I like.
I fucking love that shit.
I like just way tough. My favorite at the moment, I've got to say, is My Hero Academia. It's the only anime.
I need to keep watching.
Actually,
that.
No. Only two anime have ever made me cry. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, because the ending was great,
mm-hmm.
And also the first episode of My Hero Academia. Makes me cry every time.
Every time.
Every. I'm not even kidding. I can't watch it without tearing up, because Deku is the shit. I fucking love Deku.
This is very cute. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, Powerpuff Girls. I'm more talking about the 1998 cartoon version rather than 2016, because 2016 did it already.
Yeah.
They already made it bad.
Is it bad?
It is universally hated.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Never mind then.
People hate this fucking show. Which, with good reason, in some instances, to
be
fair.
Because of that Jake Goldman shit.
Because of that weird fake Jake Goldman shit.
Yeah. I've got to say, Jared Shapiro sounds like a Fox host. Rather than like...
Hi there, welcome to Fox News, I'm Jared Shapiro. Tonight at 10, what happens when the Mexicans get into your bar?
Yeah. Nothing. They just hang out.
They just hang out. But of course, will this has this ever happened to you?
No, because I've
the government tried to take away your AR-15, more 11. I'm Jared Shapiro.
Nobody needs that.
What, that? The new character on the show. He's here. He's already here. I've invited him in. Hello, Jared. Welcome. I'm not doing this. Fuck. I can't commit to
we
that.
We can't have an advocate for fucking no gun control on our show.
But Jay.
Putting my foot
but
down.
But Jay.
No.
The guns will sort. The guns
sort. No, I'm
sort
putting my foot down on that one.
If you give a good guy a gun, the bad guys go away.
There are no good people in the world. We should all live in space. Everyone should have cocaine. And you can fuck off.
Why all of your problems are solved by cocaine?
Because it'll kill everyone.
Everyone's got to die sometime.
Yeah, but cocaine will kill you way faster.
We're all going to die of something. We're all dying.
Might as well die high as fuck on coke in space.
The only thing that is certain is that I am every day one step closer to death. Someone told me that like the average human lives like 27,360 days.
Wow.
I've lived about 8,000 already. And I'm like, oh, good. So...
I heard an interesting story about a guy who thought he was going to die because he took ecstasy on a plane. Apparently that's a bad time.
That's really not a good idea, no, because planes... If there's one thing I know about planes, is they are very enclosed spaces.
Oh.
I've done one flight in the last 10 years.
One ecstasy.
I've done one ecstasy in the last 10 years on plane. Not a good time.
Ecstasy is a bad time. I would assume.
I would assume. My mum listens to this show.
Oh,
does she?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. I was joking.
My mum listened to, I think, an episode.
Oh.
And when you said the C word.
I said a dirty word.
She was like...
I said I cussed, and I do apologise. Yeah. We do cuss on this show, and...
I don't cuss.
What are you talking
That's
about?
A lie.
You cuss all
you
the time.
You have no recorded evidence of me cussing.
I have literally
listen,
nine episodes
fucking
worth.
Fuck knuckle.
You just did it then.
Show your dick mouth.
You just did it then.
You fucking dick holster.
Right. Dick
Holster.
Can we get any mileage out of Powerpuff Girls or can we move on? Because
I don't know, I just feel like we should just make Powerpuff Girls, but like near halfway through it kind of goes like Devilman, where it just gets really depressing.
I like that a lot.
Like, what's Jared Shapiro's head gets cut off.
Just fucking like him or Mojo Jojo or someone just gets out a fucking like samurai sword, goes Bunkai and cuts this dude's head clean the fuck off.
I don't think you know what Bunkai
is. No, I don't know what Bunkai is. I assume it's like Super Saiyan.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Mojo Jojo goes Bunkai.
It's Super Saiyan, but for letter openers. And by letter openers, I mean katanas. Oh, I said letter
Ooh, you're so edgy.
Yeah, katanas are edgy. That's how they cut people.
I don't think there's a lot of mileage in Powerpuff Girls. I think it's already been covered to death by the internet about why this show is bad.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Slammer, because I think we can make the Slammer really depressing.
I think there is some really good content with the Slammer, and I'm so glad you said it. So, the Slammer, for anyone who does not... Do you want to explain the Slammer? I've done a lot of talking.
My ass hurts. I need to massage it.
You never have done this in the last...
Because I'm usually sat on a fucking cushioned chair.
Yeah, Jay's currently sat on my dining room chair in my bedroom. My knee is like half an inch away from his dong. It's very erotic.
It's not far enough away. Get off me.
I just want to touch your leg.
No, don't touch my leg.
Will it go off if I touch your leg?
I have very ticklish legs and I will punch you in the dick.
Will you ejaculate if I touch you?
No, I'll fucking knee you.
You can knee me in the dick if you want. It's the only way I'll feel anything anymore because I am clinically depressed. So the Slammer. Do you want to explain what the Slammer...
Too real.
Do you want to explain what the Slammer is to the people at home?
The Slammer was like this weird show in like an idealised version of the British prison system.
Just saying that is hilarious.
Where, like, prisoners were actually happy.
It was a prison for... No, it was a prison for failed entertainers. That was the conceit of the show.
Yeah. Straight up murder.
No, it was a prisoner for failed entertainers who committed crimes against entertainment. That's what it was.
So, we're going to Slammer.
Yeah, will we go? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, for sure. I'm surprised we have not been put in there already.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to continue your explanation?
Yeah, so, if I remember rightly, like, most of it was just, like... this weird sitcom-y show, and then like towards the end they'd have people come on, they do talent bits, and then they would be allowed to be released from the prison if they had enough applause.
Yeah, effectively. So it was like 50% sitcom, 50% talent show. You might know this. Did you watch Britain's Got Talent a few years ago? There was a dance troupe called Diversity.
Oh yeah.
And they first debuted on the Slammer.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They're super... I never really watched them. I know of them, but they are super talented. Don't they do a lot of, like, outreach and stuff as well?
diversity? Yeah. I think so, yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't really keep up with their work. All I know is I knew them from The Slammer, and then that's it.
You do you, Diversity. What's up?
There were a few like recurring characters that never got a chance to perform on the shows. There was Melvin.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a former dancer who really fucked up the Queen once.
He fucked up the Queen by doing what?
Well, he did a really bad... A really bad dance in front of the Queen.
I wasn't sure if he like accidentally drop kicked the Queen's jaw off.
There's the governor. The governor was kind of like the host of the show.
The governor.
Supporting the governor, a prison warden, Mr. Burgess, and Mr. Governor's dim-witted nephew, Jeremy Gimbert.
Wait, the guy who wrote fucking Clockwork Orange was in this show?
Fuck off, what?
No, that was a joke.
Oh.
It was the guy who wrote it had the last name Burgess.
Oh.
It wasn't a very good joke.
No.
I've never read that book either.
No, it wasn't a good
joke. I
have
the book.
It was pretty shit.
You have to get age checked to buy that book, you know?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's fucked.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I
haven't
finished reading it.
I'm not surprised. It's a fucked up book.
I don't want to read it. Now that I know everything about it, I was like, I don't want to read this anymore. I don't know why I asked for the buy this book.
So, The Slammer is effectively, so they would do a little sitcom about whatever problem the prison was having. So maybe they were having an issue with one of the acts not being ready, or they had a power problem, or maybe they had a special guest coming. It was basic sitcom fare. And then they were like, now, let's put on the show for the kids. That for some reason, they thought it was a really good idea to let children into a prison to watch a talent show.
I mean, if they failed to entertain us, then like...
Have you seen Bad Comedy Can Kill? Listen to this show. Our ratings are dead.
Ha, I get it.
Ha ha! That was a joke, please.
I was going to do like
please.
A joke slap, but there was no way I could have done it without hitting the mic.
Yeah, you would have just punched the mic.
I could just stand up and just like fucking punch you in the top
directly
of the head.
In the top
and, like,
of the
just
head, yeah.
Crush your neck, but that would be...
Oh,
me.
Please.
I've done that.
Please let me die.
Messy. They yeah. always shit themselves.
They occasionally had like really special guests like...
Keith Harris.
Keith Harris and Orville were on it.
You
don't know who Keith Harris and Orville are?
Probably.
Keith Harris and like his big green bird puppet. You'll know it when I click on this link.
No,
there's no photographs, so no, you won't. But there was... you'll know Orville the Duck. There's definitely... Why are there no... Wikipedia, sort your shit out.
Shout out to Wikipedia.
But yeah, basically just... There was a big green duck. Keith Harris and Orville were on it. So the show was then... The children came in, they watched a talent show. They would then do a clap to decide whether or not... Who the winner would be. There were four acts per episode. Season 3, there was a whole new gimmick to twist it up a little bit. There was solitary confinement. it follows prisoners who are placed in solitary for very bad performances. They are brought out and a child is chosen to watch their act. He or she decides whether the performer gets a thumbs up or a thumbs down. If they get a thumbs up, the prisoner is allowed out of solitary and a cell upgrade. If they get a thumbs down, they are sent back to solitary for a cruel punishment from the staff. So I'm thinking like Roman Emperor, up or down, this at lives, this at dies. Which I'm very into.
Yeah, and then when they go back, the cruel punishment is that they just wee on him. I don't know if anyone's ever weed on you. It's not a good thing.
What? Okay, I have several. There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, who's pissed on you?
I'm not at liberty to answer that question.
My lawyer has said that this is probably not the best idea.
It's a long story. I fought a monster with 7 dicks and he peed on me. That was it.
No, wowzers. So yeah, in season 3 and 4, the prisoner's punishment is being put in a Hessian sack and covered in porridge.
Sloppy poppy porridge.
Or catapulted into space. What?
I think like the first way we can ruin this is that those both have realistic results, where the fact that they're covered in sloppy poppy porridge, they die, they drown.
Or they're launched into, or they're catapulted into space.
If you took a catapult, they can launch a person into space. The G-forces would literally tear them to pieces.
To pieces, yeah. That's very good. I think we should take out the clapometer and have thumbs up, thumbs down. So if you get the majority thumbs up, guess what? You get to stay in prison.
But and also the audience is just loads of clones of Simon Cowell.
Oh, that's very good is the thing. So there's no more children because all the joy is gone from the world. So,
Also, it's if you get thumbs down, they just shoot you on the spot. There's no
yeah,
ceremony.
Just, there's no take you behind a curtain. A guard comes out, caps you, and then drags you.
The thing is like, also, like... Simon Cowell have like seen them practice and will already judge them, or the Cowell horde,
the hive mind of Cowells.
The Cowell will like he will see it and he'll decide before ahead of time.
Yeah.
So like if he fails, like They just take him out on the stage and the governor just shoots him. There's no ceremony. He just looks like, bang.
no pomp, no circumstance.
And then they have to mix it up every season. So instead of like the first gun, the second time they just slit his throat and then they use a chainsaw and then they actually put him in sloppy poppy porridge. But the sloppy poppy porridge is like strong alkali. And then the next one they fire them actually into space, except like with a harpoon. Now they fire them up, but they fire a harpoon behind them at like slightly faster.
Yeah.
So they can't like do anything, but they can see the harpoon.
Oh, that's horrifying.
So then it goes through them slowly because it's still going faster than them and it has a lot of momentum, so it just goes through them. That could work for the government on this ship.
That could work. Maybe the maybe like instead of like the funny
CIA. What's up?
hit us up, CIA. We've got some ideas.
I need summer work. What's going on?
get up in this inbox. totccast@gmail.com. I think instead of having like the funny, like zany, weird sitcom antics, what are you looking at?
What's that pillow?
You've only just seen that.
Yeah.
I'll tweet a picture of that pillow out. But I have a fun shrimp pillow that was given to me by a fellow named Jack, from a McElroy subgroup that I'm in for a Christmas parade. Cameron Lights Exchange. He gave me that pillow, and I love it more than I love anything I own. I think instead of having the fun zany aspects of the sitcom show, it's just like the governor's very depressing, very real life. Like, oh man, I've got so many prisoners to process. My nephew's a fucking idiot with brain damage.
It's not even that. It's more, I think, that he wants the prisoners to leave. But
yeah.
He's very resigned in his duty that he can't. I mean, let them leave.
Yeah. Unless the cowl says you may
leave.
So
he's like, every time he like kills them, he's just weeping softly. He's all like in center frame. He's in the background, so the camera kind of like slightly follows him. And he's just like crying quietly.
Just not like, oh god. It's just like very very
then, like,
solemnly.
At the end, he can't do it anymore, so he just has other people like execute.
Yeah.
And he just
silently resigned to his duty, his solemn duty.
And also, was it Melvin?
This grip, yeah.
Melvin
was
like luckily escaped execution so many times.
So many times, yeah.
It's like in fucking RuPaul's where they almost get.
Yeah, like every single episode, he's almost killed, but he's permitted to live.
That's probably a good like. Ruin RuPaul's as well, just that RuPaul just pulls out a Tommy gun and just like down the loser like sashay away.
Now yeah, fucking hell, like, you know, diamond dogs. Shantae, you stay, cunt.
Fucking big boss is just there like, okay,
kept you waiting. Oh,
Cars, what happened to your eyes? They're fabulous. I love Melissa Redwood, she's my favourite.
I know. This is the RuPaul Drag Race fan cast. Oh no, I like this.
No Gear Solid 6, the Phantom RuPaul.
I like this idea.
The Phantom Shade!
Oh fuck, that's very good. That's very good, is the thing. You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Fuck me.
That was
There's a glass
sarcasm.
Right there. I've glassed people before. I've glassed you again.
I like this idea that we have for the slammer. Do you think we could maybe get the nug out of it? Because we're coming up on the end here. This hell is almost over for the both of us. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're almost done here.
I don't know. We could also like layer make it so that there's like, you know how he has like the extra elements?
How do you mean the extra elements?
The solitary confinement thing?
Yeah, we can keep that going.
We can add it so that like there's like a one-on-one, like one, like a lip-sync battle, but like with actual singing.
Ooh!
But also, I want to mention that all the prisoners in this show are like actual criminals.
Yeah, for sure. And now it's just like, you dance or you die, dog.
Yeah. And then, but like, because none of them are really naturally talented, they die a lot.
It's a reality show. Yeah. Like, we just transfer prisoners. Like, you know, here is Howard from, like, you know, Her Majesty's
Brickside. He sold the
guy
3 grams of weed. He's gonna die!
Dance for an amusement, dog! I like this idea that Melvin is kind of like skated by this whole all this time, and like he desperately wants to get to die. He's been here that long.
He's lost. Every episode is like him. Like, I think every episode should be like the summary of like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Of like Melvin interacting with new prisoners. Like his cellmates are the ones that keep like dying. Uh-huh. So like he like it's him. Like at first, like for the, like the first season, he's trying to make friends with people.
Yeah, but at this
and
point,
then in the second
like,
season, he's like, oh, I don't want to make friends with people.
Because I know what's going to happen.
So then he just gives up and he's just like, I'm just going to make the most of their lives that they have left.
At one point, for his act, he just goes and sits down in the middle of the stage. And then Simon Cowell is just like, you live. And he just bursts into tears. Yeah. Because he knows that that's crueler than any death he can provide.
Also, when he says that you live, you don't leave the prison.
You don't leave the prison.
You just
get to live for another week.
Yeah. You get to live for like... I think there should be like a grace period where like you live for like an extended amount of time, and then after a while, like you know, have like parole meetings.
Yeah.
You have like execution meetings.
We have a public vote every week as to who gets to come out onto the stage and perform in front of the horde, the legion of cows.
But like, as Melvin's been there so long, people have just forgotten about him.
Yeah, but he's always up there. He's always there for the public vote every day. So put your votes in now for Slammer Series 2018, in which.
We
kill some more convicts.
Britain has capital punishment again.
It's televised, motherfucker. Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. It's a podcast that we do every week, every Wednesday. I'm very, very grateful that we're doing that. We're at 10 episodes now. That's a little milestone for
that's
us.
Cool.
I just want to thank everyone that's listened so far. If you enjoy the show, why don't you tell a friend about it? Maybe you have a friend who's sick and twisted. Or you hate them and you want to enact this podcast on them as some kind of weird punishment.
I mean, we don't have enough money to, like, advertise the show properly.
I advertised the show. Yeah. I got, like, a £30 credit from Facebook to advertise, so I put out...
Shout out to Facebook. Fuck yourselves, assholes.
I now owe them £20. I don't know how I am, but, well, it's only £20. But, yeah, there's that. So tell a friend about the show, if maybe. We also have... If you think they'd like us, but you don't want to say, hey, go listen to 10 episodes of this podcast, you could send them to our sampler, which is a fun collection of goofs from the last few episodes. You can find that at bit.ly/TOTC sample. You look like you have something you want to say. You look like you'll be sarcastic. This is the end bit. I have to do this.
No, it's just usually, like, at this point, I'm reading a book.
Nice. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Putting on trousers.
Cleaning up.
I think out of all 10 episodes, I've not been in 10 episodes, all the episodes we've done, at least a third of them, I'm not wearing trousers for most of the episode.
Great.
Until one point I'm like, should I mention I'm not wearing trousers? No, I'm just going to put them on.
So that's a fun thing for all the viewers at home.
Usually on a Wednesday I would shower and I got back from lectures and then I would...
Record the show. That's a fun thing for all of you at home.
Yeah. I was in a towel once.
So for some people, for some individuals this will be good news. For others it will be quite bad news.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you'd like, you can follow us on Twitter at TOTCcast. You can find our Twitters as well. Mine's at the Owen Piper, and yours is like at J_little1
yep.
or something.
I have to point out that my name is kind of weird on Twitter, but there is a distinct reason.
I think we explained it in the show.
Did we?
I think. It's a combination of your D&D characters.
Yeah, all the characters that are still alive are like
in your Twitter name.
So it actually is shorter now because half of them died.
Someone has died.
You
can also leave us a review over on iTunes if you'd like. We'd really, really appreciate that. It helps us get through the algorithms a little bit more. I'm looking to get the show up on Spotify soon as well, because I know that's a thing, because obviously more listening options for people is always good. Please tweet us about the show. Please spread the word, because we don't advertise the show at all. It'd be really nice if
we get
spread
the word. We are like a disease.
Yes.
We must spree to survive. I said spree to survive.
We must spree to survive.
Spree to survive. Sheila Burf. Also, I found out something interesting and amazing in France.
Okay.
So you know how Le Boeuf means the beef?
Uh-huh.
Shia is actually a biblical name that means thank God for. So his name means thank God for the beef.
Thank God for the beef.
Or praise the Lord for the beef or something.
Praise Jesus for his very good cuts of beef. Whoa! Hey everyone, Owen here. Just wanted to jump in on my own a little bit later on during the edit. Well, because I forgot to mention just a little bit more housekeeping. We now have a Patreon page for the show. Yes, if you want to donate money to us, you can. It's patreon.com/TOTCcast, so, you know, same as everything else. We've set it up just because we feel that it's about the right time. You can go over there, there's some cool rewards, not anything massive, but it'd be nice, you know. We're not aiming to get hundreds of millions of dollars for the show or anything. Our current goal is like $8, just so we can cover our hosting fees, which will be nice, because then it means I haven't got to lose money to host the show and it won't suddenly go offline or anything, so that will be nice. The likelihood of that happening is zero, but, you know, it's nice to have these things. So if you want to contribute to the show, you can do now in a more monetary sense. Other than that, nothing really else to report just yet. We're looking at a few other things we can be doing, but until such a time as we're ready to announce them, we will not be announcing them. If you're following us on Twitter, you've already seen the Patreon link, so go ahead over there. If you're not, then this is the first you're hearing of it, but I decided I probably should mention it in the actual episode. So we'll jump back into the housekeeping and the outro and stuff. So thanks very much. Bye. So, any other housekeeping notes? I don't think so.
No.
No. We have Facebook now. I haven't mentioned that on the show
yet. Oh, yeah, we have Facebook.
We have a Facebook. We're accepting stuff through there now. Suggestions through there. You can find us at Facebook at TOTCcast, as you do everywhere else. I have a little bit of news. You know about this. You're in it.
No, I'm not.
You will be. We're doing session zero tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We will be starting...
I'm not sure if you were talking about the orgy.
No, that's for something else.
Oh, okay. That's for our Pornhub deal.
Yes. We will be starting a new podcast, hopefully, soon. It's a D&D actual play podcast. I'm still working out the details. We're doing Session Zero tomorrow. That probably won't go up for general release, but we'll have it. Just some testing purposes. Well, that will be going up bi-weekly, I think, is my current plan. Every other week. Not ready to reveal too much on that yet, but like, I'll have more details probably next week when I've kind of got the... Like all the shit, like the feed set up. So keep your eyes open for that if you're a fan of D&D. We talk about it on the show enough, so I assumed you would be. And that's it, I think. Jay, do you have any for the first time in 2 weeks? Do you have any parting advice you would like
to
give?
While we're on the topic of D&D, if you get some new dice, please, for the love of God, do not waste your luck from the dice by testing out the dice. Just leave them and let them roll.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I've lent dice to people.
A lot of people think that like dice are just objects. No, they contain luck.
Yeah, they are physical vessels for luck, and if you roll all the luck out of them, that's it.
Yeah,
you've
lost
it.
That's how your character dies. That's how you try and tackle a guy in a suit of armor with a penknife and get killed with a broadsword.
I'm not even going to let
him. No, the thing is that my character was also a pilot, so he should not have been entering melee combat at all. And I actually once spent, in real time, 5 minutes fighting one dude in the hallway because I accidentally scared the shit out of his sister.
Okay then, well, I think we're going to wrap here. Thank you so much for listening. My name has been Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Dalton.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children, and we got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.